Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace and mercy. Thy kindness encourages us to come to Thee and to look to Thee for help. We pray now that Thou wilt show us the things which are in Thy Word. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. This is the first sentence in the Gospel according to Matthew. And this particular statement, the way in which it reads, is a common statement when any Jewish boy were to come to school, for example, and bring his family tree, as it were, his pedigree with him. If he were bringing his genealogy to be recorded so that he would be enrolled for who he was, this is the way in which it would read. The book of the generation of whoever the person was, the son of whoever his father was, and so on. And so the book of Matthew begins in this customary, usual way. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. A genealogy among these people was to indicate who the person was. That is, where does he stand in the community? And you know how it is with yourself when you think of people and someone asks you, do you know this man over here by the name of Tom Jones? Well, who's he? Well, he's Bill Jones's son. Oh, that one. And right away you know who you mean. So it would be with anybody. But I want you to look at these names that we have here. The son of Abraham. Now, Abraham is a great name in the Old Testament, and a great name in the whole wide world. Actually, the Jewish people all point back to Abraham. The Christian people all point back to Abraham. And all the Mohammedan people point back to Abraham. He's one of the great names on the face of the earth. So far as we are concerned with the Bible in our hands, Abraham is the great pioneer of faith. What that all amounts to, so far as you and I are concerned, is that Abraham is the first man of which we have record who received blessing from God simply by believing in him, in believing in his promises. It is said about Abraham in the Bible that he believed God and that it was counted to him for righteousness. And again, in another place, it is said about him that he is spoken of as the friend of God. The blessing that was promised to him and the promise of that God gave to Abraham was that he would be blessed and that his seed would be blessed. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. In other words, Abraham was to be the channel through which God would bless mankind. And by the way, this blessing of God that comes to men through Abraham did not necessarily come to everybody, but could come to anybody. When you say here that the seed of Abraham was to be blessed, you will remember that Abraham had, for instance, two sons. He had Ishmael, and afterwards he had Isaac. Now, the blessing of Abraham came to Isaac, but it didn't come to Ishmael. And when Isaac himself passed on that blessing, he had two sons. One was Esau and the other was Jacob. But the blessing didn't come upon them both. The blessing came only upon Jacob. What I am seeking to say here for us all is that Abraham as a name is the name of one who received a promise from God that God would bless him. The understanding was because Abraham would believe in him. And Abraham did believe in him. In Abraham shall thy seed be called. Now, what is commonly spoken of as the seed of Abraham would be the descendants of Abraham who would receive blessing of God by believing in God, trusting and obeying God. This is a matter of getting help when you don't deserve it because God is gracious. And all this is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that when we read here in the first sentence in Matthew, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham, we mean that he is the son of Abraham who carries on the blessing that's in the promise of Abraham. It was also said about him that he was the son of David, and David was the greatest king in Israel's history. Now, a king in Israel was a governor or a ruler, and this opens up a very important insight. Abraham was promised that he would receive the blessing of God. David was promised that one of his seed would sit on the throne forever, which is brought together in this way, that the blessing of God promised to Abraham included the order in living that was administered by the king of the flesh of David, who was sitting on the throne of David. That is to say, when God would bless, in the name of Abraham, God would bless freely anybody who would obey him and walk with him. In the name of David, the blessing of God would come by bringing order into the life, so that instead of chaos and confusion, there would be order and peace, that kind of thing. It was said about the Lord Jesus Christ, as we shall see when we're reading in the second chapter, that he was a governor that would rule the people of Israel. And so the book of Matthew begins by pointing out that the Lord Jesus Christ was the son of David. He was the one who would fulfill the promise to David and be on the throne in control of the activities of the people of God. And he was the son of Abraham. He was the one through whom the blessing of Abraham would be given. And then there follows, in the next 16 verses, a genealogy. And this genealogy would be understood in the day and time in which it was written as pointing out the social status of Jesus of Nazareth. If you, as we have said, if you were to ask, who is Jesus of Nazareth? They would have said to you, he belonged in the family of Joseph. Joseph was a direct descendant of David. And he also was the one who would carry out the promises to Abraham. He would inherit all the rights and privileges that would come to one who was born as a member of the family that was descended from David. Now, I know that right away someone will wonder, because of what else is written about the Lord Jesus Christ, that when you speak of him as having been born of a virgin, you have in mind that Joseph was not his natural father. And right away you wonder whether or not he can be counted as being a child of Joseph, since Joseph was not his natural father. And this brings to our mind a very interesting truth that is still true. Any child that is born in wedlock takes the name of the husband of the mother and is counted as his child and has all the rights and privileges that the law would provide. This is a long way around of saying that when Jesus of Nazareth was born of Mary, and Mary was the wife of Joseph, he shared in all the rights and privileges that would come to a child of Joseph, to a descendant of Joseph. In other words, this is the genealogy that gives the Lord Jesus Christ the legal right to be counted as son of David and to sit on the throne. Now, when you look over this genealogy, you will notice when you get down to verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. A good many persons would be concerned about the fact that you've got those three 14s in a row. I'm going to suggest that you accept that word, that 14 idea, as symbolic rather than actual, and meaning to say that there was a complete period of time in the will of God from Abraham to David, and a complete period of time from David to the carrying away into Babylon, and a complete period of time from the time they were carried away into Babylon until the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, actually, if you check the genealogy itself as is given, it'll come out to almost that. One of the groups that are between David and the carrying away into Babylon, I think, does come out to 14, but they are very close. However, what I think that I'd like to share with all of you at this point is just that in giving the genealogy, not every father was necessarily mentioned. The prominent ones would be mentioned. In other words, I do not think this is to be counted as if it was to trace out every single father in the series, but from one to another, which would give the person a social standing, this is the way in which it would be put. And so we gather from this very genealogy here, put at the very outset, the beginning of Matthew, that Jesus of Nazareth was to be able to claim or expect to fulfill everything that was in the promise to Abraham and everything that was in the promise to David. So let's look at it just for a moment again so that we can carry this away in our own minds. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as the seed of Abraham. He came that through him men might be blessed. In what way? They could receive the grace of God and the favor of God by simply believing in God. That is to say, putting their trust in God. It's not something you work for. It's something that you receive from him. And that boils all down to this, that right where you and I live right today, if we put our trust in God according to the Scriptures and believe in the God of the Bible, the blessing and the benefits and the good things that come to us from God are actually promised to us if we believe in him, because we have faith the way Abraham had it, who looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then again, there will come to us, too, the promise of David. And that is to say, we will find that our lives are ordered, and out of what was chaos and confusion, there will come orderly, peaceful arrangements because the will of God is being done in our lives through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King that rules within us. And whenever you see the phrase, the kingdom of God, you can point back to the fact that Jesus of Nazareth was the son of David. And whenever you think about being saved by the grace of God through faith, you can point back to the idea that Jesus of Nazareth was the son of Abraham. These things are implied in these first 17 verses in the book of Matthew. Our God and Heavenly Father, we pray thy blessing upon our thinking as we think on these things. Help us to get the idea in our own hearts that we may be free to come to thee and receive the benefits of thy grace because we believe in thee, and we also can have the benefits of thy leadership when we yield ourselves to thee in Jesus Christ. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.